Welcome again to another edition of The Good Stuff. Thanks for tuning in on great radio stations out there like Bowman, North Dakota's KPOK 1340 AM. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you about the Tri-State Livestock News, established in 1963. They have a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success is due to long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And Mike, coming up is Home on the Range Champions Ride. This is going to be the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match. It's going to be Saturday, August 5th. Make sure you get it on your calendar. Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, located right up there. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7, on I-94 East Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. Grand entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time. For info, visit hotrnd.com. And remember, all the proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Going on all this week is going to be the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 101st celebration, and it goes through the 29th. It's the 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, with rodeo performances coming up on July 26th through the 29th. Don't forget the parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood through Saturday. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
And Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment, 605-642-5884. They have, it's like a co-op. There are so many vendors that have come together, and the store is very big, and it is full of so many interesting items. Make sure you allow plenty of time when you go to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
You know, Kim, the other day I said something about having 88 truths about life that I was going to share.
Oh, yeah.
And I shared a few of those. I've got a couple more to start the program today.
Okay.
Every problem you have is your responsibility, regardless of who caused it. Okay? That's a truth about life.
Yeah, that's very true.
Whenever you're worried about what others think or will think of you, you're really just worried about what you'll think of you. We're always our own worst critic, right?
Yep.
You never have to deal with more than one moment at a time.
Good. Some days that's good. Yeah.
If you never doubt your beliefs, then you're wrong a lot. And just a reminder, nobody has it all figured out.
Mike, here's some good news that fits in the category of a current event. A California man who was named the world's oldest bodybuilder in 2015 had his title updated when he participated in a recent competition at age 90. Jim Arrington, who was the first named the world's oldest bodybuilder by Guinness World Records at age 83, broke his own record by participating in the International Federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness Professional League event in Reno, Nevada. Boy, I hope they don't get belt buckles for that. That's going to take one big buckle.
That'll be a big plate.
No kidding. Arrington placed third in the men's over 70 category at the event and first in the over 80 category. The athlete said he was born at just 5.5 pounds and suffered from multiple health issues during his early years. He said he started lifting weights at age 15. I wanted to be a superhero, he told Guinness World Records. Arrington, who still spends 2 hours at the gym 3 days a week, said holding the world record opened an entire new universe, including a feature in Men's Health last year. I think he is a superhero. I think he made it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was sent in from Dwayne Johnson in Gillette, Wyoming a while back, and you've probably heard it before. They who know not and know not they know not are fools. Shun them. They who know not and know they know not are simple. Teach them. They who know and know not they know are asleep. Wake them. And they who know and know they know are wise. Follow them.
Oh, very good.
I didn't know before.
You were going to get all philosophical on
it. I don't know where the author is on that. But again, folks, if you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, we just ask that you send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include your name if you'd like in there. But do include the name of the author so we can give credit on those as well. And one day you might hear it right here on The Good Stuff.